Tonight, God's Word comes to us from Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. We're going to begin our reading at verse 25 and then read through the end of this chapter. Ephesians 5, beginning at verse 25, what we hear now is God's Word. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, last week we began a series in our evening services on God's call to holiness. The call to holy living. And we hear this call to God and respond to this call to God because of what he has done for us. Because Christ has come and washed us and cleansed us and made us his own, we are now obligated in thanksgiving to live in a particular way. We saw that this call to holiness was commanded by God the Father, it was accomplished by God the Son, and empowered by God the Holy Spirit. The call to holiness comes from God himself. We are called to reflect something of who he is in our own lives. And we're going to begin this series by looking at holiness in our relationships. Holiness in our relationships to those around us. Holiness as husbands, holiness as wives, holiness as singles, holiness in marriage, holiness as children. All these ways that we live and act before God, in every part of our life, we are called to be holy. Tonight, dealing with holiness as a husband. The call to husbands to honor God by treating their wives in the way God has called them to treat them. To love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Tonight is a difficult sermon to preach. I am going to tell you what you already know, and that is that tonight we're going to talk about God's call to holiness. We're not going to talk about how the minister fulfills this call, how the elders fulfill this call. In fact, I would say there are few men less qualified to preach this sermon than your minister. But as ministers of the gospel, we do not have a choice. God calls us to proclaim his full counsel, to call all of his people to faithful obedience. So tonight we look at not an example from anyone's life, but we look at the Word of God, to see how we as husbands are to demonstrate holiness in our lives. Holiness as husbands. And I would suggest that the holy husband is a knowing man, he is a caring man, and he is a Christ-like man. The holy husband is a knowing man. He is someone who knows the Word of God. He is someone who knows what love means. And you say, well, that's obvious. I mean, from the time we're children, we know what love means. Love is, I would suggest, one of the most overused words in modern vocabulary. We use it in all kinds of situations. We say, I love my job. I love my car. I love my cat. I love hot dogs. We use love in all kinds of ways. And so when we say that a husband is to love his wife, he's a knowing man. He knows that the definition of love comes from God himself. His relationship with his wife is normed by the Word of God. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. It is a relationship that is based on the standard that God's Word gives, a standard which he must submit to. God himself defines the marriage relationship, the love relationship. It's not up to us to redefine that. The holy man knows God's word. He knows God's call and what it means to love his wife. He knows God's word, and he knows his wife. He knows the small things about her. He knows her favorite color. He knows her favorite restaurant. He knows what dress she loves to wear. And even as I say these things, the husband's eyes are glazing over. We are to know the small things about our wives. But we're also to know the big, important things. We are to know her strengths and her weaknesses. We are to know her giftedness, where she can use her gifts and talents to glorify God, and not force her into places where she is uncomfortable in the giftedness God has given to her. We are to know her joys, her ambitions, her goals, to help her to achieve God's plan for her in his kingdom. We are to know her struggles and her frustrations. What is it that makes her sad? What is it that makes her angry? The holy husband is a knowing man. He knows his wife. And men, it is not hard to know these things. We know these things by listening to what our wives have to say to us. And I would suggest, men, your best listening is not done when you have one eye on the television and the other eye on your phone. This is not how you're called to listen. Our listening is done when we pay attention to what our wives have to say. To listen to her. Talk about her day. What is on her mind? What gave her joy? What caused her sorrow? The holy husband is a knowing man. He knows God's call to love his wife, and he knows his wife, how to help her in her calling. The holy husband is a caring man, and he shows that care for his wife in the words that he uses. He shows that care in how he talks about his wife to others. How do you refer to your wife? Do we call her the old ball and chain, the one who keeps us from enjoying ourselves? How do we talk about our wives? We are to speak about them with respect, to honor her with the words that we use to talk about her, to remember that she is a special gift from God Himself, given just to us, and speak about her that way. He is a caring man, and with his words, he demonstrates to others his love for his wife. He demonstrates that with his words when he talks to her. Men, you know that our wives are different from us, and we are thankful for those differences. Our wives are not just one of the boys. Our wives are not a co-worker, an employee. And so we don't speak to them that way. But we're called to speak to our wives with tenderness and love and concern, to be honoring to God in the way we talk to her, the way we interact with her. We don't come home, throw open the door, and say, "Listen, woman, let me tell you what's going to happen now." We speak caringly, lovingly, out of concern for who she is. He's a caring man with his words. His words about his wife, his words to his wife. He's a caring man in his actions. How does Paul describe Christ's love for his church? He said he cares for his church that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands, you should love your wives as your own body. He shows his care for her in his actions, that she might be presented to God as holy. He encourages his wife in her walk with the Lord. A holy husband encourages her to take advantage of the various Bible studies that are offered by our church, to encourage her to go and take advantage of studying God's word with others. Now, he doesn't do that by saying, "You know, I think you should go to Bible study tonight, but first, make sure the kids are bathed and ready for bed. Make sure first you have fed me a good meal, and then you can go out." As if he doesn't have to lift a finger. No, he cares for her with his actions, helping her that she might be able to go out and be built up, not putting his own needs before her needs. When our wives walk out the door, particularly if we have children at home, they will often say, "Oh, don't forget this, don't forget that, don't forget this." They're helping us. Oftentimes, we walk out the door without giving it a thought as husbands. The holy husband, the loving husband, cares for his wife, and he demonstrates that in the actions he does toward her. The holy husband is a knowing man. He knows God's word, he knows his wife. He's a caring man. He shows that care in his words, in his actions. And he is a Christ-like man. When I read Ephesians 5, I'm always amazed This is the example that Paul gives to us about the marriage relationship. He does not point to any other marriage on earth. And there are records for us in God's word of marriages that have taken place, godly husbands, godly wives, but Paul does not point to any of them. When he gives us the example of marriage, of a husband loving his wife, it is no less than the relationship between Christ and his bride, the church. I am humbled by that as a husband. This is the picture. This is the model that God gives to us through the apostle. He is to be a Christ-like man. And again, that's why we can look at a text like this tonight, not preaching about an example of any of the ministers' relationships or the elders' relationship with their wives or the deacons' relationships, but about Christ. Christ himself and his relationship to the church. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Christ is the king and head of the church. He is the final authority in the church, and yet he lovingly, gently cares for his bride. As husbands, we are called to be the spiritual heads of our homes, and we're called to lead in Christ-like ways. We, as husbands pursuing holiness, are called to bring our families together for times of devotion. Husbands, that's your role, to take the lead in family devotions. Not because your wife's not qualified. Our wives are often much more qualified than we are. But God has given the husband that role in the home, to be the spiritual leader, as Christ is the head of his church. His role in helping with the training of the children, helping them learn how to pray, helping them learning to sing the songs of Zion, teaching them these wonderful truths. Now, certainly, the wise husband will enlist the help of his wife. But as the head of the home, the spiritual leader, the responsibility lies with him. The Christ-like man, the spiritual leader, will shepherd his wife. He will pray for her. And I know that many husbands pray to God and thank God for their wives. And we should thank God for our wives. But our prayers are more than just thanking God. Our prayers are praying for her concerns, praying for her joys and her sorrows, praying for what is on her mind. The loving, holy husband shepherds his wife by regularly lifting her up to God's throne of grace. Husbands, it is your role as spiritual leader of your home to make sure that you and your wife, and if you have children, your family, regularly come to worship. That is your role. Not to wait for your wife to say, are we going to church this morning? Are we going to church this evening? But for you to take the lead and to help, particularly if you have young children, to help preparing them to come to church. Not simply standing by the door, looking at your watch, tapping your arm and saying, what is taking them so long? But actively, Christ-like leadership, helping to come and to prepare them to come for worship. And yes, preparing to be here. Maybe that means that on a Sunday afternoon, you spend time together as a family reading the text for Sunday evening and talking about what the minister might say about that particular text to help our children to get ready to hear the message. Maybe it will be singing a song together from the liturgy. You know by now that there are certain songs that we sing over and over and over. We sing the song after the creed about 3 or 4 months in a row. We sing the last song for the night about 3 or 4 months in a row. Teach that song to your children. Spiritual leader, that's your job. That when the children come to worship, they can enter in at least at that point. Don't hope they just catch it by osmosis. But the spiritual leader prepares his wife, prepares his family to come to worship. And the spiritual leader is concerned about their instruction in the faith. He is the one who asks if their Sunday school memory work is done. He is the one who should be asking, are they ready for their catechism quiz in the morning? Being the spiritual leader of your home, he is a Christ-like man. He is the head of that home as Christ is the head of the church, but he cares, he engages, he does what is necessary to encourage his family. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. As a Christ-like man, he is a giving man. Christ gave up his life for his bride. His blood was shed to redeem her. I doubt many of us will be asked to give up our life for our wives. Or we might say in the abstract, oh, I die for you, honey. I die for you. God may not call us to die for our wives. But still we are to give up ourselves for them. To give up perhaps some things that we want that they might have what they want. To give up my time. To give up my attention. To give up my energy. That our wives might have time. Time to spend alone with the Lord. Or perhaps just times to relax and catch their breath. Again, I'm thinking particularly of households with young children in them. There was a phrase that I was taught many, many years ago. A phrase that I was taught by my mother-in-law, who some of you know. And she said, if you want to show love for your wife, remember this phrase, a key, a car, and a kid. A key, a car, and a kid. She said, if you find yourself with a key in your hand and you are walking out the door to the car, make sure you take a kid with you. A key, a car, and a kid. Just to give your wife a break. And you say, but all I'm going to do is run to the hardware store. It'll just take me a minute. And this is going to take me so much longer if I have a kid along with me. That doesn't matter. The holy husband wants to give of himself for his wife. And remember, our wives do this all the time. They go to the grocery store with 4 kids in tow. And we think it's hard to walk out the door with one. A key, a car, and a kid. And then, men, when you get home, don't ask your wife, what did you do while I was gone? Maybe she just sat and enjoyed the silence. The holy husband is a Christ-like man. He gives of himself. He gives of his time for the sake of his wife. That is the call that God gives. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. It's a difficult sermon to preach. Perhaps it's a difficult sermon to hear. But I have wonderful encouragement for you, husbands. If you have not done what God is calling you to do, if you are not now living as that holy husband in your home, this, along with every other sin, can be forgiven by God. If we are not living as holy husbands, God calls us tonight to confess our sin and our failure. If we have failed to know our wives and to love our wives, if we fail to care for them in our words and our actions, then God calls us to humble ourselves before Him, to confess our sin, and to know that with God there is forgiveness for this sin and for every sin. God calls us tonight to turn away from ourselves and to turn to Christ, to embrace Him as Lord and Savior, to know that in Him all of our sins are washed away and we are made part of that bride. We are made part of His church. And God then empowers us by His Holy Spirit that we might begin to live that life of holiness in response to Him for what He has done. Tonight, there is a message of hope. The message is not meant to tell the husbands all the things they are doing wrong, but rather encourage them. Encourage them to hear God's call. Not anyone's call on here on earth, but hear God's call. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we recognize that your call to holiness comes to all of us. Comes to all of us in the various relationships that we have. And tonight, O God, we have talked about holiness as a husband. Lord God, if we have been negligent in our duties, if we have failed to live as you have called us to live, we humble ourselves before you, we confess our sin, and we ask that for the sake of Jesus Christ, you would forgive us and you would change us. You would work in us by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we might live in a way that brings glory and honor to you. We might be holy as you are holy in our relationships. Oh, Lord God, it is foreign to us in ourselves, but you work in us. You encourage us. You strengthen us. May we take your word and your spirit and be drawn closer to you and with a greater desire and greater devotion to live in a way that follows the path of holiness. Hear our prayer, O God, for Jesus' sake. Amen.